effortlessly expanding your awareness now. And instantly, you are feeling now, feeling the outer edges of this beautiful field that we co-create together. This ascension configuration group, the weaves of light and frequency and energy that are you. That are me. And just feel, yes, there you go, you got it. You're starting to feel it now. You just feel that as though you are big enough to even be the container. Yeah, do you feel that shift today? It's almost as though you feel instantly and quite effortlessly big enough to be the container for this entire group configuration. And this is no small group. You can feel the edges of that field, that beautiful complex pattern in the quantum field now that gets stronger and stronger every time we connect. We weave in, we wire in together, and training and training. Drawing forth and feeding back. Imprinting this group configuration with your micro shifts, macro shifts, your alignments and realignments. You are both the bright, clear, pure weaves within that configuration. You are the vastness, you are the beloved, and the loving void that holds all of it. So something has shifted now, since we last connected. And maybe you have not noticed it yet, in the bustle, in the flow of the human life. But maybe now, sinking in, lining up, clarifying and purifying the pattern that you hold in the quantum field, maybe now you feel it. Feel how much easier it is now to connect. Now today we're going to do a little tiny bit of work. So much for no effort required as being the bumper sticker for our light configuration in the quantum field. Not this week, anyway. We're going to do a little bit of work. I'm going to tell you something that has shifted, Master. And this actually shifted some time ago. Six months, a year, possibly more. You are no longer beholden to karmic contracts. Let's go further. You are no longer beholden to karmic constructs. And I want you to hear this. I'm going to repeat this probably several times through the course of this. You are free. You have officially outgrown your karmic contracts, your karmic relationships. Karma is an energy construct, it's a configuration. It is a tool that was used by the old 3D matrix, the old control matrix. We could go a lot more into this, and I think perhaps that we will at some point. But today, what is important is that you understand this. So I'm going to confirm something for you, something that you've been thinking about, maybe you've said it out loud, but I want to confirm something for you. Yes, you're right. You have outgrown your karmic contracts and relationships. And you can feel that. The important point here, Master, is that you have vibrated yourself out of harmony with them, because you have vibrated yourself out of the vibrational bandwidth in which karma existed. Did you hear that? Past tense for you. It would be past tense for everyone, actually, but there is enough energetic investment and belief and all of that to keep it going, actually. Which, if you don't know, is how a lot of the three-dimensional matrix continues, really. And a lot of it's smoke and mirrors. But there's so much belief and energetic investment in it by the creator gods, which is us, that it keeps it all going. You have vibrated yourself into a bandwidth, a region, let's say, of the quantum field that is beyond that now. You are actually free. Now, this confirmation, this loving affirmation, we can let this be our little secret right now, because for many, you're not going to feel ready to do something about this. And that's okay. This idea, if you have not come across this idea yet, that karma is actually done for us. Karma was, an entrapment system, basically, set up. And again, there's and a lot of other people have said things about this and written about it and such. And we might explore this a little bit more. Suffice it to say that it was essentially an entrapment system. On some levels now, when I say these words to you, that you have vibrated yourself out of harmony with that old energy construct, massive and considerable construct called karma, and that you are now free. Some part of you, in the heart, there's going to be a kind of cracking, a sense of the possibility of taking a deep breath again. Oh my God, really? Really? Can this possibly be true? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. To the ego constructs, to the human constructs. And if you know me, you will know that I don't wholly disparage the ego. In fact, I have love and respect for the ego construct and that aspect of the self that is actually necessary, for the most part, to navigate through the manifest realms. But the human aspects are going to feel very destabilized by this, and the choices that will invariably come from this knowing, and increasingly you anchoring within and expanding into this knowing. The new coordinates, first of all, in the quantum field, and the knowing that comes from that, that you are no longer beholden to. You are no longer bound by. The confines and the mechanisms of karma. So it's okay to just sit with this. It's okay to just float a bit. Try this on for size. See what aspects of you it's going to rattle. You as a sovereign being can choose. Even in with the confines of what has become an obligatory relationship, let's say, with a family member. Whatever the situation is for you, perhaps even in this knowing, in this realization, you might still as a sovereign being say, oh, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay in this configuration. And I'm going to see it through. You might decide that. Ultimately, though, the good news and the bad news is that even from a physics standpoint, when the vibrational differential becomes too great, it will disappear from your life stream, from your world. Because you came here to rise, Master. Master of light, remember who you are. Remember what you are. You are not bound by laws and rules that have been promulgated by dark energies sort of sleep spell that we have fallen under. And if you are hearing these words, and the words of many others, of course, it's not just this stream, this transmission, but if you are hearing these words, then I promise you, you came to wake up out of that dream spell. You came to rise into your highest light. And that means karma is gone. That means old teachings and constructs, limitations, they're actually gone, and you can feel that now. You can feel that. There may still be aspects of the human construct with our training and whatnot and our programming. We may still want to hang on to a little bit, just a little more. I need to hang on to that. And that's okay. That's why I say, let's cut ourselves a lot of slack while we navigate these bridging times on so many different levels. We've spoken of this before. This bridging period, it might go on for another 2-3 years. I can hear. The Unseen Realms laughing heartily at that one. Okay, it might go on longer than that. I just don't want to face that right now. Let's just say it's going to go on for another 3 years. But this really crunchy period, I still feel, you unseen folk can laugh all you want. I care not right now. I still feel like it's going to be more like 2-3 years, this more intense, crunchy part. Anyway, regardless, we are in a bridging time, and we've got to both rally and rise and come together and stand shoulder to shoulder with one another. And sometimes we're going to roar an empowered and sovereign no. There are going to be all kinds of ways that we're going to have to shape ourselves and form ourselves and reconfigure and rise again and then pull back and nurture the human aspect that is grieving and terrified. And so deeply sad. What it sees unfolding in this world right now. There is so much sadness. Yeah. So we have to both love ourselves and one another through this, and also we have to chin up, cast our gaze heavenward, as it were, and rise and commit to our mission, no matter what. We can continue to linger in these karmic configurations. They will not be for us anymore, quote-unquote karma, the old-school karma, because we're conscious now of it. And they're not going to have as much power over us. And you will find, if you just even just allow yourself to see what I am saying, if you feel the resonance with it, then allow yourself to really explore this as a possibility that this is your new configuration based on your new coordinates in the quantum field. If this is true for you, then I'm willing to bet that you are not going to be as triggered anymore within these patterns, meaning these relationship dynamics. Because just your awareness and your ownership, and when I say ownership, I mean primarily your ownership around where you are anchored now in the dimensional bandwidths relative to the vibrational set point of karma on third dimensional earth. Yeah? Even when I say that, can you just feel it? Can you just feel that, oh, the density of it? The sort of glommy quagmire feel about it. Own your true coordinates. And then choose as the master in this moment. That's all we can do. That's the best that we can do. And then choose in the next moment. And love the human aspects as they move through this as well. In some ways, they're getting dragged through it, sort of, by the shooting star of your true self. Love the human aspect into its dissolution, ultimately. Now, I mentioned that we are going to do a little bit of work. It's not difficult, but nor is it particularly passive. What is slightly different about this? Some of you, we've done this before in the in-person meditation groups. What is a little bit different about this is there's no visualization. There's not even going to be a lot of words. We're going to move beyond that just a little bit. So just follow along. Know that this group energy is supporting. We are generating these frequencies together. We are amplifying one another's vibrational set points while we move through this little exercise that we're going to do. Try to rest. Let the human aspect rest in the, to it will seem the effortless experience. And it is also, of course, the trust the light that you are. Trust this group configuration, and remember again, it is a nodal point on a greater grid of blazing golden light, where there are countless nodal points of beings of light in human form, anchoring on the earth grids. There is a convergence between the various aspects of grids or iterations of grids. So our grids, let's just call it an ascension grid. It anchors to the earth grids and various dimensional earth grids and on and on and on. The complexity is awesome. And that's just the tiny, tiny little bit that I can see of it. Right, let's go. Relative to now the old energy construct that we know of as karma in all of its expressions and machinations, its framework and its iterations, known and unknown. And the extent to which you, in the original planning of this current incarnation, are woven into that, were woven into that, through agreements and vows and contracts and on and on. Yes, now you just sit as a master, and now together. Just feel the energy of dismantle. And let dismantle become a feeling state, a vibrational set point, not too much thinking. Watch, not too much thinking. So each of these words are going to become a pattern that you're going to generate in the field. Even if you don't, if you're going, what are you talking about? It's okay. Just go with it. Dismantle. This is way beyond just cord cutting. Dismantle. Good. This is a powerful one. More work needed. We're going to come back and do more work on dismantle. Good. All right. With the breath coming back to center, and now alchemize. Good. You felt that one. Yeah, we're good at that. We're good at this one. I can feel that. Alchemize. You don't have to think in terms of doing this for the collective. You just stay in your own alignment and your own experience. It's holographic. It will naturally, it's quantum. it will naturally happen throughout the field. It'll be broadcast throughout the field. You just stay in your own alignment right now. Alchemize. Good. Now just feeling your new coordinates in the quantum field, what you've already shifted to. You've done it already. Again, not much visualizing. Now from that place, as a sovereign being of light, you radiate. Radiate that frequency. Let the body just rest in that. Would suggest this transmission might be one to listen to again. Really letting it sink in and go through this process again. Well done. You shifted. You did it. Now we just have to go forth in the human realms in that alignment.